92.5 Gold FM, the show built for the Gold Coast for Grand Motors Toyota. We get a great deal more. Casey Barnes in studio this afternoon. New single out. It's called Hard Times. Make sure you download it or find the EP by the name of
Flesh and Bone.
Flesh and Bone are in all record stores. I'm going to make a big claim here, Casey, and I know you use this site. I use it. I'm sick of it. I wish I didn't have to use it, but I'm sick of Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, right.
Yeah, what do you think I was going to say?
I don't know where you were going.
Oh, right. I'm over it. I'm totally, I'm sick of just everyone's trivial little stuff that's on there every day.
And Facebook keep changing stuff. Like, I don't know if this is always everyone else that's listening, but you just get used to your news feed and the way it's set up, and then it changes again. And then the same status update will pop up again, and you've already seen it 97 times already.
Or just be like my missus and never update your updates. Yeah. And she's got the one with the circle that still pops up with the person's photo on it. What's that about? Six upgrades ago? Oh. And she refuses to update it. It's like, what's wrong with you?
It's annoying.
You know, we've got Wi-Fi at home. You can easily do it. Anyway, I'm over it, and there's some stuff coming out in the news today as well. Andy Wells from techdaily.com.au is on the phone. He's our, he's our tech guru here on the Rush Hour. Mate, I'm going to make the claim, Facebook is dead.
Whoa, that's a pretty big statement, but there's probably a couple of hundred million users who think otherwise, but state your case.
Mate, well, according to a report out of Britain today, it's all old farts that are on Facebook now, and the kids are leaving in their droves because they don't want to see their parents posting embarrassing stuff on Facebook. And I see it happen here. In fact, point in case, or case in point, is Casey Barnes right here. Whenever he posts something on Facebook, who is the first person to comment?
Oh, my mum's going to kill me because she is listening to this right now.
But it's your mum.
I love my mum and I love my dad, but yes, they are very, very passionate followers and generally are the first like and comment most of the time. God love them.
Now, Andy, you're the expert in this field. Casey needs a new media outlet apart from Twitter. Where can he go? Where can he all his fans follow him to so mum doesn't embarrass him?
Well, okay, let's say that all the cool kids are found on Instagram these days.
Yes.
That's probably the place to go. Twitter's still good, you know.
Absolutely. Well, Twitter's my number one, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's my go-to.
Twitter and Instagram, only because, you know, kids these days lose their patience after reading about 140 characters, so...
Well, kids reading is actually something I never thought would happen. But is there another social media platform that is sitting there waiting to boom? What is the next Facebook?
Well, I'll tell you who claims to be the next Facebook is Ello.co, Ello.co. They're an ad-free platform. Social media sort of platform, and they kind of started out small, but people jumped on because there's no ads on there, and that's a big thing, you know, because our Facebook loves to take your information and use it to feed you ads. You won't find that on Ello. They're calling themselves a bit of a social revolution. You can check that out, but it's all pretty much very much open, so much like what do you call it, Google Plus or something like
Google
that.
But maybe to Google Plus.
Well, yeah, not cool.
Hey, listen, no one thought MySpace would die, right? So I'm telling you, Facebook is dead. I'm telling you, you heard it here first, Andy. Put that on your website. Put that on your website, techdaily.com.au, and tell everyone it's gone.
Okay, and I guess we'll see you over on Instagram real soon then, huh?
Well, I am on Instagram, but I forgot my password. So anyway,
you're not.
That's a whole different story. Andy Wells, thanks for joining us to Savo on the Rush Hour, mate.
All right, catch you later.